Okay, now it's recording. Okay.
Alrighty, Rip.
It's take two. Because bad things
So we
happen.
started recording this, and then the Wi-Fi just stopped twice. So.
The Wi-Fi just gave out on us.
I was like, no, don't lose. The second time it like popped out with a poor connection, I was like, don't do it. And then it
No.
just. Okay.
And it was like poor connection, and I was like, please still work. And then it was like reconnecting. I was like, shit. Yeah, so that happened. Okay, well, this is, are we still introduced? Yes, so this is Facts, Fiction, and Everything in Between. Take two on episode four.
Oh yeah, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Okay, we're more organized this time anyway, so it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It worked out.
So today, not today specifically, but this week, 6 week quarantine, everybody. You made it.
Yay.
Woo. All right, so
We
I don't know what to do. Do you want to jump in or do you want to talk?
can let's just talk. Or not talk. Jeez. Oh God. Just tell me your story, Farron.
I can just feel Mr. Rogers just hitting his head, being like, just do it.
Yeah, no. He's like, I don't want to hear you stuttering.
Yeah. Okay. So today I'm doing La Llorona. Remember last time I said it's like Corona with L's, and there's two L's in La Llorona. It's like La and then LLona.
Are you sure you
So
just didn't misspell that?
I did not misspell that. There's two L's. It's Spanish.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So La Llorona is a Latin American folklore, although it's mostly like Mexican folklore, though I don't know. Other Latin American countries have this. So La Llorona translates to the wailing woman or the crier. Just whatever floats your boat, bro. Okay. So La Llorona is supposedly like a ghost, and she like goes around and wails and does stuff.
It's gonna
So
be
the
me
story
as a
behind
ghost. I'll just like.
what?
It's gonna be me as a ghost. I'll just like wail at people.
Be like, you fucking bitch. See, I'd be like the screamer or something. I wouldn't be the wailer. I'd be like, I just beat people up. I'd be a
No.
gangster.
I'd be one of those ghosts that like just steals your stuff and then puts it right in the center of the room.
Yeah. See, I'd steal something big though. Like I'd steal like a couch, and they'd be like, "Where'd the couch go?" And then I'd put it like on its side of her bed or something. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so the story behind La Llorona. So, as the story goes, in a rural village in Mexico, there lived a beautiful woman named Maria. She came from a poor family, but she was known for her beauty and grace around town. What's the opposite of grace?
Ungrace. It's like somebody's graceful or ungraceful.
Well, like, you have grace or you have ungrace?
No, it would be like you're clumsy.
Oh. Well. But, like, what can you have? Because, like, you can have grace.
Or you can be clumsy. You can be graceful or clumsy.
Okay. Well, fine. So one day, a wealthy nobleman was riding through the village and he saw Maria. He was enchanted. Because she was the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. And he knew he had to win her heart. And the Disney music theme song plays. Like the little. And then, like, you know, like the rainbow over the castle?
Yeah, fireworks,
Yeah.
but okay.
Then, what? It's fire. But how did it go in an arc?
I don't know.
Fireworks just go. Arc just. It's a rainbow. But it's like.
It's fireworks in an arc.
Okay. So, Maria was easily charmed by this nobleman because he was handsome as well. And he was so charmed by her beauty, he proposed to Maria within like days of them meeting, like every romance novel. And she immediately accepted because what else do you do? Yeah, nah.
Nah.
Nah. So, they got married, like, right away. And Maria gave birth to 2 sons.
Are they twins? So,
I don't think so. I think it never said they were twins, but it never said they weren't twins. So, like, they could be.
Yeah.
Wow, you know? I don't know. Well, like, I was doing stuff. Whatever, like, what do you like better? Do you like twins or not twins?
Let's go with not twins.
Okay, they're not twins. They're a year apart or something. I don't know. So, her husband was always traveling for business and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because, I don't know, he could. I don't know he did, but that's what he was doing. And so he, like, stopped spending a lot of time with his family because he couldn't really, because he was traveling a bunch.
Right.
But when he did come home, he only paid attention to his children and not Maria anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that he was falling out of love with her because she was getting old, even though she was getting old too, so, and like, he was getting old too, so. So, one day, he returned to the village after, like, traveling around, and you know what that bastard brought home? His side chick. He just came with a younger woman and was like, sup, my boys.
No, it's like, so Maria, meet my mistress.
Yeah. Not even trying to hide her, he's just like, okay, mistress, do you want to meet my wife? Imagine that conversation being like, where are we going? Donald and Shane. Like, my wife and kids. Fun vacation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. That's savage.
Ooh.
Okay, anyway, he returned home, and he, like, was talking to the kids, and then when he had to go, he was like, he said goodbye to his children, but he completely ignored Maria.
Scandals. Oh.
So, Maria got really angry, and because she was hurt because her husband was ignoring her. And she thought it was her children's fault that her husband was falling out of love. So, like the rational person she is, she took her children and went to the river and drowned them in a blind rage. Because,
you know, that's exactly. Just killing your kids just really just brings...
It's just brings, what you do. There's, you know, no option B.
It just really brings couples back together. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, couples counseling.
You drown your kids or you drown your kid. Like, you can't... There's no in between. It's like, drown your kids and get your husband back. There's not like a get a divorce or anything. You have to do this thing, okay?
Yeah.
Just so you're aware, Carl, if you ever had kids...
No.
You have to kill them.
No.
Well, if you ever adopt kids, I don't even know. This is going down dark path.
Oh, God.
Anyway, she came off this blind rage, and she, like, was like, holy shit, what the fuck did I just do?
You messed up big time, girl.
Cry. What?
Nothing, sorry.
That's like me every time I do something stupid. I'm like, what the fuck?
What did I just do?
Why? What? Or, like, when I'm just like, what? Farron, are you on drugs? Oh, right, you're too mature to buy drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know that one office where Michael Scott tries to buy weed? He buys, like, a salad?
Yes.
That would be me. I'd be like, this looks like salad. They're like, no.
No, no, no.
I'd be like, okay.
It's very quality drugs.
That's that new stuff. And I'd be like, sick.
Cool.
You know what? Did you ever, like, as a kid, you went out somewhere fancy, or your parents were like, yeah, I put wine in this, because, like, alcohol burn off up, like, flavor,
uh-huh.
And you're like, wow, I feel myself getting drunk, and they're like, there's no possible way you're getting drunk. That would be me. I'd be like, whoa, I feel myself getting high. This is just sound.
It just, like, it's like the placebo effect when you think it's happening, but it's actually not, and it's just your brain tricking you.
Yeah, I go do stupid stuff and be like, I'm just high. And they'd be like, can I have some? And I'm like, here, have the salad.
Smoke the salad.
Here, just use the basil.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay, back to Maria, her problems.
Right.
So she was searching for her dead children, was like, because she wanted to give a proper burial, I guess.
Hmm.
And, but, like, the river already, like, pushed them away, so she couldn't get them. So, later, a few, like, weeks later, or whatever, her husband came back to see her, his sons, and, like, he couldn't find them. Mm-hmm. So, he asked Maria was like, okay, bro, where are the kids? Huh? And she just started crying and wailing, because, like, there's nothing else you can do. You can't be like, honey, I killed the kids.
It's like, honey, I shrunk the kids, but so much darker.
Spit off. Honey, I killed the kids. That'd be a good movie. I want to watch that.
Oh, God. No, that'd be horrible.
So.
It'd be so bad.
So she told him she drowned them. And her husband got mad and, like, was kind of afraid because his wife just drowned his kids.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that if she still wanted to be with him, don't know why he'd still want to be with her. Like, she had to find, but, like, he was like, you have to find the kids, otherwise, like, I'm gone. Like, you have to find the dead. I think they were like, you have to find the dead bodies of the kids, but it never was like, go find their body. It was just like, go find your kids. Like, she drowned them. What do you want?
They're dead, bud.
Yeah, but she knew she couldn't find them because it had been, like, weeks ago, and she tried the first time, so she went back to the river and drowned herself, because...
Oh, yeah. How it's done.
Yeah. So, at this point, there were a few different things. Like, there are, like, two main things that people say happened. One of them was, like, the devil was like, okay, your kids are in hell. But if you find their bodies, then you all can go to heaven. But, like, the kids' spirits were already in heaven, so he was just trying to trick her.
Mm.
Or it's just that she was like, okay, if I find my kids' bodies, or if I find their souls, I can still go to heaven, and they can come with. Like, some people are like, no, the devil tricked her into staying on Earth. And some people are like, no, she just chose to do that. So, whatever. Right. You like. So, but now she, like, wanders around, crying and weeping and trying to look for her children. And, like, that's how she earned the name La Llorona, the Weeping Woman.
Right.
Kind of on the nose, being like, you know what? Like, Moaning Myrtle.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. I didn't know already. So, it said that she wanders around at night looking for children, and she, like, mistakes other kids for her kids.
Ooh.
So she goes and drowns them and tries to take, like, their bodies back to her husband, or, like, back to heaven, I guess. And it's said that if you hear her crying, you should run in the opposite direction, because her crying can, like, label you as, like, something's bad is gonna happen, like a banshee.
Right.
Part of that one. And also, apparently it's like, you know, like the swans or ace swans or whatever, where it's like she's close.
Yeah, the louder she is, loud, the the louder she is, the quieter,
like,
I guess.
If she's close, she sounds like she's really far away, where when she's far away, she sounds like she's really close.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, so people say that when you hear her, she'll be crying, but she'll also be saying things. And they're in Spanish, so we're gonna try that.
Ooh.
So one of them is, "Ay mis hijos," or "Ay mis hijos, which means like, "Oh my children," or "Oh my sons." And the other one is, "Donde están mis hijos?" Which sons? "Donde están mis hijos?" I don't know how to say it. Okay, I'm not that good at anything really.
Wow.
So it's like, "Where are my sons?" or like, "Oh, my children."
Okay.
So, parents also use La Llorona as, like, a cautionary tale.
Right.
Like, yeah, they're like, if you misbehave, La Llorona will appear. And one of the stories about, like, a setting of La Llorona was there are these kids living in Mexico, and they were, like, on a cart, and they're, like, wandering around, just, like, being rascallions. And they're like, then this woman's, like, appeared sitting in between us. She was like wearing all white, and she was like really wet, and she was like, you better go home to your mother, and if you don't, I'm like gonna drown you or something.
Ooh.
And so they were immediately like, okay, fuck that. And, like, went back to their parents, and she was gone. So.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, most of the sightings were like that, where, like, the kids were misbehaving, so La Llorona appeared and was like, go back to your parents, otherwise I will kill you.
Right.
And some of them were just like, and they also just, like, blame some, like, drownings. Like, if the kid just drowns.
Right.
Because the kid drowns because he was, like, playing in the river and he couldn't swim. They're mm-hmm. like, it was La Llorona. But, you know what you should do? We should summon La Llorona because I have how to do it.
Oh my god. Okay.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
So, first, you have to go into a room that's all the walls are mirrors.
Well, obviously, I have that room in this house.
Exactly, right?
Everyone. Yeah.
Then, you have to have red candles, not white ones, red ones.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say, like, how many or anything, or, like, if you just had them in a circle or something. It was just, like, just have red candles. And put yourself in the room with covered in mirrors. Okay. And let the candles, while chanting, La Llorona, La Llorona, La Llorona. And she, like, appears in one of the mirrors.
Oh. This is basically so just Bloody Mary.
Do you want to hear her description?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you tell me even if I said no?
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's a young woman dressed all in white or all in black. There's two.
Okay.
So, just all in white or all in black with a veil. She's crying.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she's dripping wet, like she was just in a river, and sometimes she's just dry. And her hair's long. And you know the ring girl? The girl from The Ring?
No.
Well, like, she's the one where, like, all her hair is in her face.
Probably.
You know her if you saw her. Just okay. Look up Ring, the Ring girl.
I probably don't want to.
It's just, like, this girl with, like, black hair, and it's all, like, in her face. It's kind of creepy.
Okay.
I don't know, but, like, some people say, like, she's like that, or, like, she has her head down so all her hair falls in her face.
Uh-huh.
And she's crying all the time. Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Wow.
That was the story of La Llorona.
What fun.
I know, right? Get into a room covered in mirrors now?
Yeah, no, you know, you just go into, like, a fun house or whatever, and then they always have those, like, mazes made out of mirrors. Yeah, a fun
house would work, I feel like. So, like, all those carnival workers who are listening to our podcast, just, like, go in the funhouse and summon La Llorona. Also, while I was doing this, I was trying to find a picture, like, an artistic renderation of, like, what people thought she looked like.
Right.
And went down this rabbit hole of how to summon demons.
Oh, my God.
Like, how to summon the Candyman, Bloody Mary, and Baby Blue.
I only know one of those.
Well, you know Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, Baby Blue, it's, like, kind of the same, where it's this woman, and she had a baby out of wedlock, and then everyone loved her baby because he had these, like, bright blue eyes, but she started to hate the baby because the guy she had the baby with just left her, uh-huh. So she killed the baby.
Nice.
So, but, like, the story is, if you, there's, like, she felt really bad and killed herself, but if mm-hmm. you are in, like, and you summon Baby Blue, that he appears, but he's, like, a real baby, so you're holding him.
Oh!
And then you have to take care of the baby.
What?
Like, instead of it being, like, you just see, like, the baby, like, you just get a baby. So,
wait.
Carl, if you want to adopt, you can adopt Baby Blue.
Then, wait, so it's like, it's kind of like Jesus, where you just end up with a kid. Right.
So
you get a kid, but you don't have to go through pregnancy or birth.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, but if you make the baby cry, but babies cry 24/7. If the baby cries, then the mother of, like, the baby originally, like, the one who killed him, will come and kill you.
Nice. So,
like, you can't make it cry.
Hmm.
And the Candyman is just, like, it was really weird. It was because one of them was, like, a folklore where there's this man who back when slavery was still a thing, was a slave, and he fell in love with, like, a white married woman. And then he was like, that's never going to happen. So he covered himself in honey. He kind of, like, went crazy. Mm-hmm. And he covered himself in honey and let bees, like, sting him to death. And he had, like, a hook hand.
That's dark.
Yeah, so then, like, if you, like, someone, Candyman, he might hear. Or there's this guy, he's an actual person, and he killed his kid with poisoned, like, pixie sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him the Candyman, like, that was his murderer name.
Right.
So, one of those two things will appear.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Anyway, that was La Llorona.
Wow. You know, the baby blue kind of sounds like La Llorona, you know? Because it's like, the mom gets, like, upset or whatever because, like, their husband is leaving them. So they kill the kid, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that was just so much fun.
You're welcome for that,
everyone. We should for sure summon her if we can ever... get out of the house.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to hear one more thing before you start your story?
Sure.
So, this is completely unrelated, so you're welcome.
Okay.
So, you know how in French, your is ton?
Sure.
It's like T-O-N. So, uncle is tonton. Like, it could be, it's like tonton.
Oh, is this the thing that Kira sent?
I don't know, and then Moe's is tall, and yours is tall, and just let me play it for you, because I put it in Google Translate. So, it's like, they're all different words, but in English it says, it's your uncle Moe's your tuna, but in French it just sounds like, don, 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 don. And they were like, exactly.
What?
It made me laugh so hard. It's
I think Kira sent that. Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
I think Kira sent that on a group chat somewhere.
It was just so stupid because it was like talk 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 talk. Okay,
oh,
I'm sorry,
boy.
I just had to let you know, because no one in my family cared, so. Okay, what story are you doing, Carly?
Okay, well, okay. So, I am doing the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Ooh.
I didn't mean to do this one. I thought I was doing a different lighthouse.
Which one did you think you were doing?
I can't remember. Kira found it for me, because Kira is a freaking legend. Kira is our...
Oh.
Kira's our,
Or not assistant, but she just does everything but record.
Yeah, no, she's great. She, like, she helps us run... she helps us get our podcast onto different hosting platform things, so...
Oh, should we say where we are now?
So we're, instead of just Podbean, we are now on Google Music
Play.
Google Play Music or something. Anyway, that thing. And then we're also on Apple Podcasts. And
iTunes, right?
Yeah, iTunes and Apple Podcasts. And she just put us on, oh my god.
Oh, it was like Pocket Cast? Or
yeah,
something?
Pocket Cast, that one. Yeah, she just put us on that. So
and we're still trying to figure out if we can put it on Spotify.
Yeah, we're trying with that one, but, you know, it's picky with, like, the kind of audio we use, so.
It's like such a specific kind of audio, and I'm like, okay.
And then, but it's like, it has to be one of these things, and it's all just like a whole bunch of numbers and letters, and you're like, what?
Yeah. We're like, okay, so let's figure that out.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay, what are you doing? St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Yes, so I'm doing St. Augustine Lighthouse. I was trying to, I wanted to do a different lighthouse, which I'm with a honestly more interesting story. And I thought this is what it was. And I didn't realize I had the wrong lighthouse until I was literally done all of my notes. Because I kept thinking the more interesting part is going to come. And then it was like, oh, it just didn't happen. Well, now I have notes for something I didn't mean to do. So whatever, let's do that. So, okay. So this is the St. Augustine Lighthouse. It is built, it's... The St. Augustine Lighthouse is in St. Augustine, Florida. Whoa!
Who would have guessed?
I know. It was built, so the first... Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
The audio's just... The my video's just paused, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was like, you. It better not be disconnecting again.
No, I can hear you.
Okay. So, the first tower was built in 1586, and it's made entirely of wood. Hold on a second. Sorry, my phone started heating up a lot, so it gave out for a second there, so.
Look, it's me.
You look amazing, Farron. Truly.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
What part did you hear last?
I'm doing this St. Augustine Lighthouse. It was built in, and then you cut out.
Okay. So, it was built... The St. Augustine Lighthouse was built in 1586. It was the first tower. It was made of wood, and it burnt down.
Nice.
Yeah. In 1683, so, you know, 100 years later, the second wooden tower... And then, so after it burnt down, it was replaced and built a little bit bigger. The second wooden tower was replaced with a coquina shell structure.
Cocaine?
No. which is like a sediment stone found like there and in like about like two other places. Yeah. In 1820, it was converted to a lighthouse. So it was like a watchtower before, and now it's a lighthouse. Oh. In 1876, they built a spot in the lighthouse for the lightkeepers to live. Yeah, because they need a home. So right now it's been restored, and it is open to the public as a museum. They offer ghost tours, and it's called the Dark of the Moon Tour, and the only light are glow sticks around the people's necks, so you can see each other.
Cool.
So there's no flashlights or anything. Children are prone to accidents in the lighthouse. In 1873, during construction, Foreman's children were playing on a supply cart, and we're reconnecting again, because this is great fun. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You're back. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. It was what? Children are prone to accidents?
Yeah. So, in 1874, during construction, one of the foreman's children were playing on a supply cart, and the cart... And it was like, the way I'm not 100% sure what it looks like. I think I picture it as one of those, like, mine carts on, like, rails where you can, like, move things. So they were playing in one of those, and it broke off the cables, and they couldn't get out fast enough, and they fell into the water. And flipped over and kept two of them under the water, and so two of the four kids drowned and one of their friends. So,
oh, yikes.
So
there are three ghosts so far.
Yes. So the two oldest of the four siblings and then one of their friends drowned.
See, if that was like me, you, and my siblings, I would be dead and so would you.
Yes. We would both be dead.
So only Indy would have survived, so.
Dang. Well, that would suck. Okay.
Yeah.
So... That's it for the history. Now, okay. We have 4-ish pages of ghosts.
Let's do this shit. Did you think you were doing that other one with the storm thing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, here are the ghosts. When the staff lock the doors, like, the staff will lock up all the doors, and then the doors will open by themselves.
Classic.
Yes. Chairs will move over, or, like, chairs will move or fall over. Items in the gift shop will go missing and reappear in the right spot later. There's a music box that will wind itself up and then play by itself. And the employees can actually hear it winding up.
Oh, that's gross. Like, you know, like that ticking sound? Imagine just gross.
And then they can hear music. Like, that is so creepy.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Why are you the way you are? That's gross.
It's just these ghosts. The light keeper's place to sleep is like 10 degrees cooler. And there's a misty man that will just like appear there and then like dissipate. Shadow figures will walk around the tower. Misty hands and live human hands will come through the door.
Okay, I'm like just imagining, just like looking at my door, and then you just be like, "Hello."
Ew.
You know, like a hand pops through and waves at you.
Oh no, that's creepy.
That'd be so bad. And then there's like just a shadow man in one corner, and you hear the music box whining.
Stop it! Oh my god, Farron.
That's like horror movie stuff. Like
that's so creepy.
That's like the plot of every horror movie.
I hate that. It'd be like you just see a hand waving at you, and then there's like shadows moving and like music creepy. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So. One of the tour guides actually watched furniture move around the room by itself. Another had a few arm hairs pulled off them in the basement of the keeper's house.
And how long do your arm hairs have to be that you can, like, grab and pull those things?
I don't, like, have arm hairs.
Like, I know, I feel like I'd have to use, like, tweezers if I really wanted to pull arm hair out.
Like, they're so little.
Yeah, like, would you just, like... I guess if he's a man, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Men got basically manes on their arms and legs.
Yeah, so. It's kind of nasty. I mean, I think it would be worse if they shaved, though.
Imagine it being prickly. You know, like, you shave, and then, like, a day later or something, it's, like, prickly. Imagine guys doing... God, I want to shave. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. No. I guess if, like, they shave their arms and then they, like, miss a little bit, the ghost is doing them a favor.
Yeah, so just like, hey, bro, you forgot these, like, pluck, pluck, pluck.
Yeah.
Or like, it's like, do that on my mustache, bro. Like, to be like, oh, you forgot pluck. Or, like, if you have, like, a unibrow, just be like, can that friendly
yeah, ghost just...
to your unicorn hair, your unibrow hair.
Yeah, just, like, shape my eyebrows for me. I don't care about my eyebrows.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Go back. Keep going back.
The same guy who had his arm hairs pulled off also felt his ankle get grabbed. So he, like, tripped over nothing.
That's a lie.
I know.
Like, can't you just use that as an excuse? They were like... Did you just trip? You're so clumsy. He's like, no. My ankle got grabbed by a ghost.
Uh-huh.
Hear me out.
It's gonna be me. So, guarantee it, one of my first jobs when I'm, like, 20 is gonna be me working as, like, a ghost tour guide.
Yeah.
And one day, I'm just gonna trip. Because, you know me, I lose my balance when I'm just standing up.
Yes.
So, I'm just gonna trip and people are gonna be like, are you okay? I'll be like, no, I'm fine. But a ghost grabbed my ankle.
Did you guys feel that? It was a ghost.
It was a ghost. No.
That guy was bold, like, definitely lying. Like, they were like, oh, bro, you're so clumsy. Like, don't carry anything too fast. She's like, no, don't worry, guys. It was a ghost. And they were all like, sure.
And, like, because it's in a haunted lighthouse, you gotta believe him.
You're like, I think you're just lying, but I don't know for sure, so, okay.
So.
Sounds legit. Okay, yeah, sorry, keep going.
Kind of. Another one of the tour guides said that the automated light system in the lighthouse was acting weird. So, when he arrived at the lighthouse, he saw, like, these lights were, like, acting up and they were being butts. So he went over to the lighthouse to try to fix it, and he heard someone's footsteps behind him.
That's when I'd be like, okay, bye, it's my 2-week notice, except I'm not gonna come in for those 2 weeks.
Yeah. When he turned around, they stopped, but no one was there.
I think that's worse, like, it acknowledges that you're there.
Yeah.
Then it's just like, oh, you heard me, gotta stop.
Uh-huh. When he climbed the stairs to the top, he heard the footsteps again, and after fixing the lights, he ran away, like, real fast.
I wonder why.
But, he heard the footsteps pacing behind him while he was fixing the lights.
Oh, I just got chills. That's not nice.
No.
Just like, I don't like that. I really don't like that.
No. Oh! I was trying to figure out what, like, my shorthand meant, because I was taking these notes really quickly, because I thought we were recording, like, that night.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I was like, I gotta write this all down before, like, I run out of time, and then, so I have these weird, like, abbreviated words.
So oh, yeah.
It's kind of like Robert the Doll, except I did these, like, a couple days ago and not 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
What does it say?
Yeah. So, people will hear disembodied conversations. They can hear people mumbling, but they can't really understand what they're saying. Uh-huh. People will smell cigars. The lightkeepers used to smoke all these cigars, and then it was smoking was banned. So, they're smelling, like, ghost smoke.
Ghost smoke. Like, you gotta be, like, you didn't learn in your lifetime that you shouldn't smoke. You're like, okay, cigarettes smell disgusting, so I think they're just being petty and be like, you know what, you just fucking smell this, too.
So the TV show Ghost Hunters did an episode on this, I think. And they found some unusual sounds, voices, and, like, strange shadows moving, up and down the lighthouse, which it's all, like, really common there. So the people working there were like, yeah, that's not new.
Yeah, it's like, fine. Just talk to me when you find something new.
Yeah. It's like, if one of you guys gets grabbed by the ankle, tell me.
Yeah. Because that's only happened once. We're still trying to figure out if we should believe
it. Yeah. One of the guards... Guard? The hell? Like
security guard?
Security guard. I read guard, and I pictured, like, one of the guards in, like, England. London... In front of, like,
what are they called? Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, those guards.
With the hats?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Imagine that guy, like, tripping over his own... Like, no, it was a ghost.
It was a ghost. Oh, God. Okay, so one of the security guards heard children giggling and found dirty child footprints on the stairs, but nobody was upstairs.
Disrespectful. ready to, like,
it's track like footprints. First, I'm a security guard during the night in a freaking haunted building. Then you hear, like, children's laughter. And then you just find, like, dirty footprints. Like, are you kidding me?
I have to clean as well as do all, like, listen to you laugh at me.
No!
No thanks.
No. lots of people have heard, like, children's laughter on the stairwell. visitors will get touched or grabbed by the ghosts. In 2009, someone took a photo of his coworker with the lighthouse in the background. And in the photo, you can see a young girl in a long dress with long hair standing alone at the top of the observation deck on the lighthouse.
Yikes. Just, like, let me take a selfie. Let me get in this one real quick.
So, there's this guy known as the Man in Blue. He will sometimes follow you up and down the stairs. And you can, like, hear him behind you. His name is Joseph. And, I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know how to pronounce this last name. His name is Joseph
Andreas?
No. N-A-D-R-E-U.
N-A-D-R-A-U? Andrua?
I don't know. And he was one of the keepers of the lighthouse in 1850s. And he died painting the tower. And he just,
like, he fell off, or he just, like, had a heart attack?
He fell off while he was painting the tower.
Why is that his job? He already has to stay in the house.
Like, I don't know.
He's already got to do, like, that ship tracking thing with the lighthouse. Why is he got to paint it, too?
I don't know.
That's why he's haunting the place. They're like, I am overworked and I can't even form a union.
It's like, you guys, I was overworked. So now I'm just going to scare the shit out of you, like, daily by following you up and down the stairs. By the way, there are 219 stairs.
No. Before I was like, I want to go here. This sounds like fun. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to do those stairs.
No, there's too many stairs.
If I want to exercise, I would. I prefer being fat. It's a less effort.
Okay. So,
do you pick up those stairs? And it's haunted. What is a good thing? I feel like it'd be pretty. Like, especially, like, the view from the top. I might do it, but...
No.
I don't know.
So...
You have to, like, brush.
Okay. So, another one of the light keepers hanged himself a few years later after this guy, fell. Another one died from tuberculosis in 1889, and a couple years before, the keeper's wife died on the property.
Nice.
My next point says lots of death.
Nice.
So, okay. There are suspicions that if you work there, either you or someone you care about a lot will die near or on the property, so it's, like, cursed. One keeper refused to live in the lighthouse because of... What? Hold on a second, sorry.
Wait, because of what?
It says Min B. Min...
Min...
Oh, the Man in Blue. Oh my God, okay.
Because of one of the ghosts?
Yeah. So one of the keepers were like, I'm not living in there because this guy, this random ghost, just, like, follows me around. So, no thanks.
That's a solid argument. Being like,
yeah.
No. How about not? That work for you?
There's random scaffolding that would fall. Random scaffolds fell.
What's scaffolding?
I don't know.
Is it the roofs?
It's something on roofs, I think.
Okay. Is it like the support beams or something?
Yeah, I don't know. So there was this, like, kind of big accident. I don't know. So some random scaffold fell, and a spike was thrown at a worker that, and the injuries ended up sending him to the hospital.
Ew.
So, you know, there's a really great ghost out there. He just likes to hurt people.
Like I said, that'd be me. I just beat them up.
Yeah. You know,
you know what? They can't do anything to me. They're being mean. I'd be like, slap that bitch.
There's an unfriendly atmosphere everywhere on the property. It just, like, feels not good.
Huh.
Yeah. Workers will quit because of, like, too many, mishaps.
Yeah.
I saw Min, like, M, so my notebook is, I wrote it as M in B, because I was too lazy to write man in blue, and I just, I saw Min B again, and I was like, what?
Okay, I'm just thinking, you know how, like, I don't actually know how this works, but if you have to, like, write why you're quitting, and most people are gonna, like, if you're working a fat, just being like, I'm quitting because, like, I found a new job, this was like, I'm quitting because these ghosts keep grabbing me. That Min B keeps.
Yeah. I'm just quitting because Min B grabbed my ankle and made me fall, but nobody's believing me.
And we're like, Megan, you fucking liar. Imagine having to read all the your assistant comes in and being like, okay, boss, we have another batch of resignations, and here's, like, the new guys. They're like, oh, what'd they do? What happened this time? It's like... Min B is stripping people again. I think we're hilarious. You?
We are funny, okay?
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Okay. So the man in blue has been seen standing in the doorways of the basement and walking around the room as if on duty. Spirits of little kids will giggle and play tricks on visitors.
Nope. Gross.
People will hear footsteps on the stairs when nobody's there. One guest was sleeping over, and he woke up, or I guess they, I don't know, nope, it is a he, and he woke up at 3 a.m. and saw a young girl that was like 13 to 15 years old, which was the same age as one of the kids that drowned. Standing at the foot of his bed in a long, old-fashioned dress and just, like, staring at him. Yikes. And she's, like, soaking wet. So, you know.
Gross.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. You know, it's like, I hear it and I'm like, that's fine. And then I picture it and I'm like, no.
Ugh, I don't like that.
No.
Gross. Okay, I'm just gonna put my hood so. Keep going.
People will see shadow figures and then feel like they're standing in a freezer. In 1970, the lighthouse caught on fire for absolutely no reason. And that is the end of the St. Augustine Lighthouse. And, oh, look, it's reconnecting. What fun. Okay, you're back. Hi.
Yep.
Did you hear the end?
What?
Did you hear about the spontaneous fire?
Yeah, and I said, what a drama queen.
Oh, I didn't hear that. You were reconnecting.
Oh, because you were like, then it lit on fire for no reason. I was like, imagine being that dramatic and being like, you know what? Now I'm on fire. Okay, do you like me now? Am I hot enough now? I saw this meme. Okay, sorry. Are you done?
Yeah, that's the end of my story.
Okay. guys, we have to stop calling the Earth flat. No wonder she's trying to get hotter. I thought it was really funny.
It's funny. It is funny. Okay, so
That
is my story. We are all done.
Cool. Should I tell people what to do?
Do you want to try it this time? Because I'm pretty sure I almost died when I tried.
Okay, everyone, follow us on at Facts, Fiction, Everything in
no,
Between.
No, you're wrong.
What? And it was FF and Everything in Between.
Okay.
Right?
You're doing bad, Farron.
Okay,
sorry.
Follow us on Instagram at FF and Everything in Between.
There you go.
Subscribe to us on whatever platform you use. Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Pocket Cast, iTunes, Google Play.
Yeah, or just, you know what, subscribe to all of them.
Yeah, just do it all. And rate us on iTunes and, like, Apple Podcasts, so then, like, we can get good ratings and stuff. Because right now we have zero. And, like, tell us what you like about us. Don't tell us what you don't like about us, because...
Yeah, that's mean.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah,
if you don't like it, just stop listening.
No, don't stop listening.
But if you don't like it, if they're just going to be mean and be like, boo.
No. You see, if you don't like it, you click play, you mute it, so it still plays, you just don't hear it. And then we get listening minutes or whatever.
Yeah. Or
but they
don't
have
like
to hear us.
Just lie to us.
Yeah, okay? We don't like just it lie. When you're mean.
Just lie. If you're like, I hate you, just do the opposite. Be like, I love you. You know what? Be a nice person.
Yeah.
There are times you could decide not to be mean, so... This is one of them. Just tell us you like us.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else? Follow Carly's personal...
No, don't. Actually, yeah, no, do. You can follow me on Instagram at Carly Favelle, because, you know, super, super creative there.
Yeah.
You can email us at ffandeverythinginbetween@gmail.com.
Email us suggestions.
Yeah, suggest like
say hi.
Yeah, compliment us.
Yeah, that works too. Like
yeah, just email us and say you're great.
Yeah,
like, that's it.
Like,
don't even like sign your name to it.
If someone emails us and you put you're great in your email, we'll read the email and give you a shout out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except we're not. I don't think we should. You know what? Never mind.
What?
I'll just tell you later. It's fine.
What?
Well, like, we probably shouldn't, like, read out emails. So
no,
if you...
we'll just be like, thanks this person for telling us we're
yeah,
great.
Yeah, so actually do sign your name to it. Don't just say you're great and then send it, because we probably shouldn't be, like, reading out email addresses. So.
Yeah, just, like, sign your name or whatever. Or, like, so then we can be like, you know what, you're great too.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say their email address, being like, you know, butterscotch@gmail.com in case you want to email them.
I feel like you're making fun of my personal email address.
I wasn't actually. I just made up a name.
Because that's like kind of similar to the one that I made when I was 10.
I'm sorry, is that what I meant? I was just like looking at like my inbox. I'm like, I can't say any of these people because they're real people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, I like candy, butterscotch@gmail.com. Good.
Okay.
Are we done?
Yes. So again, I just want to like thank Kira for actually like helping us a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Eventually, we will have her as a guest on this.
Yeah.
On the podcast. She wants to come on in, like, episode 10 or something, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see everyone next Friday?
Yes.
All right.
Well.
Bye.
Bye.